A few days ago, the Arizona Republican and Democratic parties chose their chairs. On yesterday's show, I spoke with Democrat Felicia Rodellini. She was reelected chair following a successful 2018. Today, I'm joined by Kelly Ward. She was picked by Republicans to replace Jonathan Lyons as GOP chair. Ward is probably best known for challenging John McCain in the 2016 U.S. Senate primary and Jeff Flake in 2018. Ward came up short in both efforts, but has remained a loyal supporter of President Trump. And now she'll chair a party that will have to help defend the seat Martha McSally was appointed to last month. And Dr. Ward is with me. Dr. Ward, first, why do you want to be Arizona's GOP chair?
I wanted to see the Republican Party go in a very strong direction in order to win big in 2020. We had some defeats in 2018, and so I thought we needed to change gears a bit and be able to build our strength so that we can win.
Now, you know what outside voices say, and you can care about those or not. People said, okay, this indicates that the Republican Party is going more conservative, and other people are saying, well, doesn't that seem counter to the way the state went in 2018? What do you make of that? Those comments, those criticism?
Right. I think it shows that we are all out for unity, that we're going to unify our party, that people across the spectrum of Republicanism, from conservative to more moderate, are going to come together. And that's how we're going to be strong. I've talked to some people out on the ground that had been in elections before, and they said the Democrats seem as though they're all marching in the same direction. And they pointed their hands forward. And they said Republicans are scattered. And they took both hands and they pushed them out to the side. So just imagine that. I want to see the Republicans marching in the same direction as well.
Do you think any of that happened because Republicans in the state have been so amazingly successful that there got to be a little bit of, I don't want to say big for their britches, but thinking we can win regardless?
Well, there's always apathy, especially when you are the party in power. And many times people get a little comfortable and they get complacent and they think, oh, everything's going fine. We've got the White House. You know, we've got statewide offices. We've got people in the Congress that we trust. And they kind of sit back and relax too much. And I think there's been a little bit too much relaxing. And now's the time to get motivated and ready for the big political battle that's coming in 2020.
So coming back to one more question just about your moving up to the chair position,
sure.
Was it a surprise? Because people who are not entrenched in the Republican Party, the headlines were, what a surprise, Kelly Ward won.
Right.
Based on the work you did behind the scenes, was this actually a surprise?
It wasn't a surprise to me, but I wasn't counting any chickens before they hatched. You know, I did the hard work, and the team that I assembled did the hard work to be able to count the votes, to contact the people that are members of the state committee, and gain their trust. And so it was a pretty resounding win, I guess. You know, I won by over 100 votes in the first round in a three-way race. From what we had seen, as long as our people showed up and they made their votes, we were going to be able to win this thing.
So you want to unify the party.
Yes.
How do you have the debate, but also having people go in the same direction?
Right. Well, we encourage the debate because we want to know where we are as a party. But it's pretty clear that we have a Republican Party platform and we have principles that we stand upon. And we want to urge all of our Republican voters, as well as people who are elected or running for office, to speak that same language in a way that resonates with the people. And we've kind of fallen down on that a little bit as Republicans. So we've got work to do. Fundraising is very important because we have to have the financial resources to reach the people through all mediums so that our message does get out there. Because I think once it gets out there, that message of freedom and of liberty and smaller government and lower taxes and more money in your pocket and more prosperity for you and your homes, once that gets out there, people say, huh, I want to be a part of that. We just have to get it out there better.
President Trump is extremely popular among most Republicans still at this point. But that has been a little bit of a splinter at times in terms of, do we agree with the president on everything? How much do we agree with him? How complicated does that make it?
It does make it complicated, but I am very heartened that the RNC met just last week. They were over in New Mexico, so they came to the Southwest, which I was glad to hear. But they came and they voted that we are unanimously going to support President Trump as our nominee. We aren't going to fight it out in a primary in 2020, and that's going to make us much stronger from the top all the way down ballot. Getting on board with the policies that really the president has put in place.
We talked a bit about apathy. So let's say that because 2018 was not a typically great year for Arizona Republicans, Do you attribute it more to the candidates, the message, the atmosphere generally?
You know, I think it was a little bit of all of those things. And so we've got work to do on all fronts. I think we have to look at all the races all the way down the ballot, and we have to make sure that we aren't just concentrating on one or two. You know, for me, one of my goals is to make the Arizona House and the Arizona Senate a little bit more Republican majority-like, as it has been in the past, so that the business of the state can move forward in a little bit smoother fashion. So we've got to do that. And when we have candidates at all levels of the ballot, it gives the opportunity for more people to get out and vote, because they're more likely to know their candidate for the Justice of the Peace or their candidate for the school board than, you know them personally and want to work for them than sometimes they are for a congressional candidate, a Senate candidate, or a presidential. So it's exciting to know that the field is wide open and we have so much potential for growth.
One major race we'll see in 2020, of course, is to see whether Martha McSally can keep that Senate seat or not. What do you think about her as a candidate at this point representing that seat? But also, you're someone who has challenged incumbents in the past. Would you like to see a challenge? Is it better to have a primary challenger in there to some extent?
You know, I look forward to working with Senator McSally. I was really pleased. She gave me a call on Saturday. It was great to hear from her and have a conversation. I also got to speak with Ronna McDaniel, who is the head of the Republican Party in the RNC. And so it's great to have all of these strong women in the Republican Party who can be great leaders and great stewards of what we stand for. One of my goals as the chair is that to make sure that whenever the female senator from Arizona is spoken about in the media and is sought out, it is Senator McSally that is at the forefront rather than the other person that's in there right now.
You're not just going to go along with what tradition says. You're going to go along with what you think is right. You've challenged some major figures in that party. Is that still okay as the chair, or do you need to be a little bit more toe the line?
I mean, I think that I have to be very diplomatic, but hold on to my principles and my integrity. And I've learned how to do that over the last several years, because I have taken on high power incumbents like John McCain and Jeff Flake, who, unfortunately, I didn't feel were representing Republican values the way that they should. But it also taught me a lot on the campaign trail, being able to listen to the people and the voice of the Republican electorate. And as a physician, you know, I like to say I have my finger on the pulse of the Republican electorate. And the good news is that we're alive and well and ready to grow.
Now, you, with President Trump's help, were a giant slayer, taking out Jeff Flake, basically making him determine he's not going to do this anymore. So now he's going to be a commentator on TV.
You know, it kind of is interesting. I saw a post on Facebook. They go, "I don't know about the C, but we know about the BS. I don't know, you know, and that's kind of a joke. But I think it's a better place for former Senator Flake than on the Senate floor in Washington, D.C. So I'm glad he's there and he's found his place. I look forward to seeing how he does on the television.
Kelly Ward, chair of the Arizona Republican Party, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.